Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Now, from the age of bodybuilding posters and fad diets to wearable tech and personalized biomechanics, the gym really has evolved. And what it means to be fit today, I think, looks vastly different from, say, 20 or 30 years ago. Back then, men lifted for size, women trained to shrink, but today it's about strength, function, and science for everyone. And in that respect, gyms are now adapting not just to physical needs, but also to shifting societal values, new technology, and also a demand for inclusive, holistic health. And I want to talk about that in a little bit more detail. I'm in conversation now with Manier De Wet, co-founder, managing director of Planet Fitness. And I want to talk about some of the seismic shifts in the industry and maybe what's next. So Manier, welcome. And let's start with the big picture, first of all. How much has the fitness culture evolved in the past three decades or so? And what do you think is driving that transformation?
I think there's a massive shift towards wellness and longevity. And I think in the older days, you just mentioned it before, I think exercise and specifically gym training was very much seen, you know, as something that bodybuilders did if it was men, you know, to gain body weight. You would see the brutes, you know, on steroids doing the weight training in the area, and your typical personal trainer would be the biggest guy in the gym. The ladies would probably be in the Group X studio, you know, or watching Jane Fonda. But over time, you know, if you look at what the medical aids are currently doing and the data, I think, that is available worldwide and people having access to data, the education portion is there, and it's not a myth anymore that people are trying to, you know, understand that exercise is medicine. And if you want to live longer, and more importantly, not just living longer, being healthy, if you are going to live longer, then you need to take care of this vehicle, which is your body, like any other vehicle that is out there. And prevention is better than cure. Exercise is medicine. And the importance of regular exercise, not just physically, but mentally, you know, in general. So that shift has brought a lot of change within our industry. People are getting a lot more scientific. There's a lot more data available. Everyone is wearing a wearable these days, if it's your Garmin watch or your Apple watch. So we basically, between our phones and our watches, are being tracked now 24/7, how we sleep, how we train, how we walk, what we do. So there's no hiding away from it now. And the information is out there. So it's really now just about a choice. You know, are you going to change your life? You know, is this important to you? Is it valuable to you? You know, there's that old saying that they say, you know, people have got many dreams, but when you lose your wealth, you only have one. And that really hits true at the end of the day if you speak to someone that's had an incident of a heart attack or you know, something that did happen to them.
So things really have changed dramatically in the past couple of years. So I'm really interested to know how that has affected the design, the layout, the approach of modern gyms. What should members be expecting when they walk in now as compared to a few years ago?
In the olden days, I mean, it was really based around your free weight training. I think that was a big one, and your Group X. I think those were the two main areas of the clubs. I think people are now looking for a much more holistic experience when you come into the club, depending on what your goals and interests are, to anything from cardio. Functional training is growing massively. You know, the introduction of HYROX and CrossFit, there's a massive movement behind that, you know, for people to train more functional type training and actually compete in communities by doing functional training. So those areas are becoming prominent, and a lot of clubs are increasing the size of their functional training areas. Weight training, still very popular. You know, specifically for me, plate loaded, dumbbells, you know, really going back to basics, but not for men anymore. Now it's about men, women. You know, the days of being thin are long gone. It's about being stronger, being healthier. And, you know, if you walk onto a weight training floor, I think you're going to see a very different demographic that you saw many years ago. And that goes with the type of equipment as well. It's a lot more aesthetically pleasing. You know, if you look at the plate loaded areas, it's a lot more inviting. It caters for both demographics. So that's really where the weight training is going. And then if you look at your wellness side, your mind-body, Pilates is growing massively. Reformer training, There's a big resurgence of reformer training within the clubs. Stretching is going to be the new thing. I think you will start seeing that coming into the health clubs as well. Mobility and stretching, I think, is going to be a big focus. People, with any type of exercise, doesn't matter if you're doing running or if you're doing cycling, it does affect your mobility, even weight training. So the combination of strength exercises with stretching and mobility, that combination, I think, is paramount moving forward.
Let me ask you a question now about the business models as far as gyms are concerned. You run a successful chain. What has changed in terms of your business model, in terms of member engagement and also retention strategy?
I think a lot has changed. In the olden days, cash business, I think, was the name of the game. People paid up front for their memberships. And I think the focus of a lot of health clubs that are not around, I mean, we're now here 30 years later, we're the longest standing health club group in South Africa. But effectively, it was really just how many new members can you take on board? And hopefully they never came to gym. And that it was really just chasing that cash cow. That has changed. It's all about annuity now. It is about usage. It's very important that your members are fully engaged, even if they are not at the club. How do you engage your customers? How do you provide them with enough content, enough information via your app, to give them guidance, to give them training programs, to measure, and to really become part of their wellness world in their environment, not just when they in the club, because that's for me is just one touch point. And access still drives retention. The more members train, the more engaged they are, the longer they stay. If members train ad hoc, or if you don't have programs within your club that really drives that engagement and that behavior, rewarding your members when they come to the club regularly, then people will drop off. So that is really the bottom line. You need to ensure that there's that good customer interactions, that members are engaged when they come to the club, there's a social element, and really just to provide the glue for people when they come into our spaces. It's becoming the new social side. I mean, in the olden days, I mean, if you look at the millennials and the Gen Zs, which is the biggest part of your market these days, I mean, I'm now 55, we're old school, but they change their behaviors in many ways. The young kids, they don't go out drinking at bars as much as they used to in the olden days. They're a lot more aware of their health and their wellness. So this type of environment, social interaction in these type of communities are becoming more prevalent in their day-to-day lives. It's important for them. That's their social interaction.
And Mania, I've got to get off this call now because I've got to go to gym, man. It's important. So
I hope so. Hopefully at Planet Fitness.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Mania Devet, co-founder, managing director of Planet Fitness, giving us an excellent insight into the way the gym business has changed in South Africa. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.